It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. If you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. Choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want to get wet outside and shit? That shit.
That shit hurt.
Cold.
I don't like that. You think that's the most painful battle scar you got?
Yeah. I had broke my arm in like 5 places, though. That shit wasn't there.
Damn.
Damn, I ain't know I look like Ted on that camera.
You funny as shit. Get this nigga the fuck out of here.
That's what them hoes be saying.
He said, that's what the hoes be saying. You can move this shit down. Yo, said, that's what the hoes be saying. Yo, this nigga is insane, bro. This nigga, what you been up to last time I seen you, my fight?
Oh, I just turned my album in, Still Too Deep. Oop, and dropped that motherfucker like,
Are you still turning albums in? You still signed?
Yeah. With 300.
How long was that? Because I feel like we did that interview like 3 years ago.
Long time.
You about to come out of that deal or what?
Yeah, I'm on my last tape.
How did you like that? How did you like 300, bro? How did they treat you over there?
I mean, shit, I fuck with it. I fuck with it for sure.
You full of shit.
It's the industry, bro. I don't like the industry, so shit. It be industry shit going on that I don't like, and I can't blame this label when I feel like damn that every label like that. Yeah. So I just got to take it for, you know what I mean?
But it's crazy because when I first talked to you, I feel like you were super excited about that, though.
Yeah, but I was already, I was 3 years in, though.
You were three years in then?
Yeah.
So you were 6 years with them?
Yeah.
I still feel like then you were like, it was a sense of like, just like, freshness, refreshment. Like I felt like you was like super excited.
Yeah, I'm ready to see a new mountain, man. I'm ready to see a new mountain.
Like what?
Go climb some new shit.
Like what? Like what?
Oh, just new endeavors and shit. Still music though, but I'm just trying to see some new shit around here.
You think you're gonna sign to another label?
I don't know, I might. I like playing in the NFL. That shit cool. I like playing in the NFL, bro.
You like being in the league. But you talk all the shit talking about is the industry. But you want to play
I do. But shit, you think niggas like getting tackled? Niggas don't like getting tackled. Niggas might like tackling, but they don't like getting hit.
Yeah, nah, facts. You right.
Yeah, niggas still love the NFL, though.
But, bro, you can do some independence and it really come go crazy.
Nah, for sure.
Money-wise, though.
Nah, for sure. For sure. I just be stuck on wanting to be the biggest star, man.
That's that Drake shit, bro.
I want to reach my full potential as an artist. You feel me?
Yeah. You think the only way you could do that is like being signed?
Depending on who you signed to, yeah.
Who really going crazy like that, though?
Nobody.
Because I feel like even like maybe CMG, but I feel like even that kind of slowed down, right? So it ain't really nobody going super crazy.
No, I'm saying like as far as like, we just ain't, we ain't had no stars like the Michael Jacksons and shit. We ain't had none of that shit for real.
Nah.
We ain't got none of that shit. We ain't got no Beyoncé's and shit right now. You feel me?
I mean, well, we got, I feel like, I fuck with GloRilla, bro.
I fuck with Big Glo.
I fuck
with V6 too. I fuck with all of them.
I only bring up GloRilla because I feel like she stood the test of time. Like it was a time where people tried to say she fell off.
Wasn't gonna last long. Yeah, my mom.
Then she came back.
Nah, facts.
So hey, like,
you gotta respect that.
Yeah. So like, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, yeah, we don't have no.
I'm just saying though. I feel like I ain't even about the music or the people. It's just like I feel like social media just made everything like you see everybody every day. Mm-hmm. Like back then, motherfuckers was way bigger and shit. Cause shit, you only seen them when they did an interview with Source Magazine or something. Or did a video and dropped it, you feel me?
Mm.
So it's like, you ain't see them every day. But you seeing everything that go on in our life.
Nah, facts.
Facts.
Do that play a part in how you deal with social media?
Hell nah, I don't be giving a fuck, bro. I ain't gonna lie, I'm in the air where I don't really give a fuck about too much shit. Yeah. I'm gonna keep it in it.
Are you on social media a lot nowadays?
Yeah, I try to be for real. Then I try to, I be trying to like hold myself back from posting and shit too though. I try to only post when I got some positive shit to talk about because I veer off and just start saying stupid shit. That'd be tripping. I was about to go there. I was like, yeah, let's get this shit started, bro. Like, y'all know who we are, man. Mr. J Hill, J Hill Podcast. No introduction, man. Second time, friend of the show. OMB PZ is in the building, my dog. What up, brother?
What's up, my nigga?
I appreciate you for pulling up again, man.
The show had to.
Yeah, what's new, man? What's going on, man?
Shit. There's a lot of shit going on, man. What you want to know? Personal, music, what you want to know?
Everything, man. We're going to chop it up, man. We got some time today. Bro, you got some time?
Yeah, I got some time.
Yeah, man. Like, what's new? Like, yeah, I feel like we talked already before, but like you was a crazy motherfucker coming up, man. Yeah. Mobile, Alabama, right?
Yeah, Mobile.
Yeah, Mobile. I know. Yeah, and like, where you at? Like, mentally, like in the space right now?
Shit, I'm on. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I got a better question for you. Hold up, before you answer that, if you had to name this particular space in your career, what would you name it, and why? What would the title of this part of your life, your career, be called?
It'll be the transition.
Why?
It'll be the transition. Because a lot of things that I'm being forced to leave alone and leave behind and shit, and a lot of things I'm being forced to learn, you feel me, how to do, like, as far as, like, as far as, like, things I have to do to take the steps, take the right steps, gain financial freedom type shit, you feel me?
Like, what exactly?
Like, watch my fucking spending habits and shit like that. Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that. And then, goddamn, basically, just trying to be a bigger artist, you feel me? And find out what's in, the things about me that'll make me a bigger artist instead of trying to chase anything. And, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
You feel like you was chasing things at a point?
No, hell no. I feel like that's what people do and people get caught up in seeing what's going on. I always had a good sense of self, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I ain't never really just see what somebody was doing and be like, oh, I want to do that. I always like, okay, if I would do that, how could I do that in my way, though, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I always try to figure out what's in me that, because I always feel like I'm in a position I'm in because I'm myself type shit. Yeah. So it'd be like, man, I can't pay too much attention to what other niggas doing and try to chase that, you feel me?
I feel like we touched on this before, and we ain't want to touch on it too much. It was a time where you used to get in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You just getting in a lot of trouble. I'm hoping you chilled out now, right?
I be trying to chill.
Have you chilled out, nigga?
Yeah, I don't be getting no trouble. I ain't got no trouble in a long time, bro.
What's a long time, nigga? I feel like last time you got some trouble, like a year ago.
What I did a year ago?
Like maybe a year or two.
Oh, I probably had it. I don't God, I had a hiccup like a year ago on mama. It wasn't even no legal trouble. I had a couple hiccups, though. But nah, man, I've been doing good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Bring that up. Forget the trouble shit. I only bring that up to ask, with this hip-hop shit, I feel like rap and hip-hop make it hard not to get in trouble. Because I feel like when you get in trouble, you get more money, almost. Like, you get more publicity.
That should be crazy.
And I'm wondering, from somebody who really been through it, right? Because, like, when you really been through it, like, bro, I know where that lead me. I don't want to go through that. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, fact.
But you in the industry, and it's like, man, that can make me an extra bag. How are you dealing with that?
Shit, man. I ain't gonna lie. I get what you're saying. It do be hard, though, because a lot of that shit, that's what I'm saying. Like, a nigga get caught up in doing shit for clout and shit. You feel me?
Yep.
You can't do that because you be around this motherfucker doing life. You feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like, then I'm a juvenile high, baby, so I've been getting in trouble all my life and shit. So I ain't never really just look at the lifestyle nigga was living as, oh, I gotta keep living this lifestyle to be a bigger artist type shit. Basically, if that was you.
Yeah, like, yeah.
I was just living my life type shit, and then whatever come with it, that shit come with it. But niggas slow down on that shit, like, cause I'm like, man, all right, fuck the quick money. I'd be in prison for life trying to get some quick money, you feel me? If I think about the longevity part, it's better to goddamn back up off certain shit. And then it nigga lasts longer and be able to build what I want to build type shit.
Right. It's funny, I was just talking to Will the Fool, and we talking about how like people in the industry act like weirdos for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nigga be creeps.
Creeps like what? I wasn't even.
Oh, that's just my slang word for weirdos.
Okay,
I don't like calling people.
Because when
weird.
I think creep, I think of like.
Yeah, like OD hiding in a nigga bush, like, peeking in a nigga window. Yeah, nah. I'm saying like creep, like, oh man.
I think of like pedophile. I think of like creep.
No,
like,
yeah, nah.
Like, the nigga said creep. Like, wait, that's a.
It might
that's
be.
An
it might
word.
Be a couple of them in that suit.
Oh, it is. Okay, so you. But we mean the same thing when I say widow, you say creep.
Same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What you hear about though? I ain't hear about no creep shit though.
Nah, I'm thinking weirdo shit. Like just niggas be acting weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Niggas be acting weird. They don't know they self, so they don't know how to treat people. You know how that shit go.
How do you? That was a bar. That was crazy.
Nah, babe.
They don't know how to. Damn. They don't know how to treat themselves, so they don't know how to treat other people.
Yeah, they don't even know they self, so how they gonna know how to communicate with a nigga?
So like coming from where you come from, right?
Mm-hmm.
Small town, Mobile, Alabama. Like I feel like it's kind of like Baltimore. Like I was just saying, like where we come from, if a nigga don't fuck with you, you know he nigga he don't.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah,
with
yeah.
You.
Nigga,
he ain't gonna be sneaking around trying to act like you fuck with you so he can get something from you.
Yeah.
Coming from a place like that, but having to maneuver in a different place where niggas don't be like that. How are you dealing with that as an artist though?
Man, it's very troubling. You know.
Okay, T.I.
It's very fucking. No, seriously, it's very hurtful, bro. Like, cause I'm a genuine nigga, bro. Like, I be wanting to see everybody happy, bro. I be wanting to see everybody goddamn just flourishing. You feel me? Like, I don't go around people for no reason. Like, if I pull up on you, bro, I fuck with you. You feel me? Cause like, nigga, you can be at your house bored type shit, not just I'm gonna pull up on my dog type shit. A nigga only come fuck with me. If they hear, oh man, that nigga over that hole with boosting them. Oh nah, that nigga over that hole with, and that shit be weird. Or a nigga kick it out through the day, kick it out through the day, and oh yeah, boy, what you doing? I'm going to the studio. They knew I was going to the studio already. Mm-hmm. Like I'm gonna come with you, but they know how I am. So a nigga pull up, and then whole studio session, the nigga keep trying to rap and shit. Like niggas wanna get songs and shit. So oh, you just took a sacrifice and kicked it with a nigga that you really don't fuck with all day. Just so you can pull up later on and try to get a feature. It just be shit like that, bro. If it's business, leave it as business. If it's genuine and it's personal, bro, like that's what it is, bro. That shit be hurting my feelings, bro, for real. I be ready to do some strange shit behind shit like that for real.
Bro. Oh, I gotta take a moment of silence. Cause like, as much as we joking. Oh my God.
I'm dead for real.
Oh my God, bro. It didn't make you just wanna like snap almost. It's like, bro.
Yeah. I just be smiling through the shit, though. I be laughing. Like, niggas be thinking a nigga don't see it. I just be... Okay.
Yo, God, how do you keep from losing? How do you keep from smacking the shit out of someone?
Just laugh. Gotta laugh for that. Gotta laugh for that, bro. When you smile, that shit just... It seemed like some... It just put that out there. You feel me? Like, that's the energy. That's your energy. Now, if I sit and let that shit just take over me, though, I just keep thinking about it and be like, man... Ain't no telling what the fuck might happen. Nigga might lose his fucking mind, but I just laugh at shit. I laugh when I'm mad, sad, high, sober, drunk, all that.
Let me ask you something, bro. I ain't gonna get serious, but you've been doing this for a while now, man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you had a lot of success, too.
Yeah, of course.
But it's still this level of, like, still trying to push through this breakthrough.
Yeah. Boom! Yeah.
When the last time you sat down and really, like, thought about it and like, cause this shit can get frustrating, but a lot of people don't see that part.
Yeah.
They just see like the jewelry, the followers, like the music. They just see OMB Peasy being lit. Mm-hmm. But it's a part of it where, man, like this shit hard. And like you said, outside of the people that's being fake that hurt, sometimes you not getting to that breakthrough fast enough hurt too.
Yeah.
When the last time you sat down and thought about that?
I think about that shit every day I wake up, every night I go to sleep, bro. That shit be on a nigga mind. Hey, for real, because this is the only thing I want to do. Like, the only thing I want to do. Nigga want it so bad. Nigga want it so bad. And then it be like, what really be getting me, because I know it's going to come. Like, I got 110%, I got 1,000% faith in myself. You feel me? I ain't got an ounce of doubt in my heart. You feel me? I know it's going to come. But what be fucking me up is when people, like, notice where they think they know, where it ain't moving as fast as they think it should, because they watching other artists, you feel me? Then they come with the, man, why you ain't doing this, man? Why you ain't doing that? Why you ain't? I be like, hey, man. So now I feel like I'm surrounded by doubt, you feel me, at times, you feel me? Not, I ain't saying everybody doubt me, but, like, it feel like, damn, okay. That motherfucker's starting to doubt this shit. So that part get to a nigga, you feel me? Because he ain't never been like that since I was little. Everybody, like, always, he the one type shit. So now when it be a little doubt, I be like, man, all right, fuck you niggas. But I still don't, you know what I mean? Because I know, man, that shit in a nigga, bro.
Jumping in and out of, like, feelings and, like, business, right?
Yeah.
How does that affect the creative process, though? Like, because like you said, you came up, it was like the star on the football team, right? Or the star in the hood, then everybody that's no going to the league. Like, ain't no doubt, right? That's how you were.
Yeah.
But you get around niggas and they get to start doubting you. Now, unconsciously, unintentionally, that might seep into you a little bit.
Not facts. I just rap about it. Mm. I just rap about it. Don't vent to me because I'm going to put it in a song. Mm. Facts. Don't vent to me at all because I'm putting it in there.
That's kind of fucked up.
It's my life. It shouldn't have came across my dad's boy.
A nigga can't tell you shit.
Facts.
Don't tell me nothing.
I might not say my dog. I might not say your name, but I'm going. But you never know who might be going through this shit, though. Yeah. You feel me? Then everything that I'm going through, I'm going to rap about it. Like, you never know. I never know who I'm helping, bro. Like, I made a song called On My Way. I was just reading a DM on the way up here, bro. Hold on. I'm finna read it out. Like, this was a fan just missing me like 30 minutes ago. She said, hold on. She said, man, where she go?
Nah, take your time, bro. We kicking it.
Fuck, I can't find her, bro.
You good, but man. Look,
I remember what she said, though. She was like, I wish I knew you before you is who you is, so you don't feel like I'm coming after something. Like, I want you for something. But she was like, what really made me fuck with you is I was crying one day going through a lot, and she said a song of yours called On My Way came on, and I just felt like God was talking to me through you. Mm. And I always tell people my purpose in life is to help people get over shit, help people get through shit if they're going through it, or help people prevent themselves from going through it, you feel me? Mm. That's my purpose in life, you feel me? So for her to say that, like, today, that shit, like, I'm like, okay, I'm doing the right thing, you feel me? So I just got to keep. Just shit, whatever I go through, I'm basically sacrificing myself going through hardship to help people. Like, you feel me? I look at myself as a sacrificial lamb.
You going crazy. You don't even understand, bro. You like, this shit is piercing the skin, bro. No cap. Pause. I feel like I say that because, like, people don't understand, like, how hard it is to get on these interviews and in front of these cameras, be vulnerable. But it's really for the greater good. It's for, like, so somebody else can hear the story and be like, you know what? He been through that. I can do it too.
Not faith.
Yo, let's go to that DM real quick.
Oh, yeah, I got to find
it. She said, no, you don't got it. It's fine. Oh, okay. She was like, I wish I'd known you before you were who you were.
Yeah.
Because then you would know I'm genuine, basically.
Yeah, basically. If
you got a girl?
Nuh-uh.
All right, so this is my first time ever talking with this, right? So, like, man, my shorty going through something, right? Oh, so, listen, man. No cap. And a part of the reason why, and this is my first time ever, like, talking freely like this about this, right? Because sure. I always, like, be in and out with it, but...
I'm glad I make you feel comfortable like
that. Nah, you my dog. Man, I fuck with you. I appreciate you for real. Yeah, so, we, like, separated or whatever. And one of the things that I'm scared of dating is I don't want to date somebody who only want to date me because they think I got some motion.
Not facts.
Do you deal with that?
That's the scariest thing on earth, bro.
How do you maneuver, like... With fucking with hoes or like fucking with chicks.
Man, I just, man.
Now you giving me gay.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm gonna keep it 100, right? I don't trust none of that shit. Like, you feel me? I don't trust none of that shit. Like, it's hard too, you feel me? Like, my son 8 years old, bro. I ain't never had no abortion, none of that shit. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, my first pregnancy scare, I had a baby, you feel me? Mm-hmm. And my baby mama, like, she, know what I mean? She's still, like, around and shit. We don't fuck with each other, but she's still around and shit. We met each other in high school, you feel me? We be at odds about financial shit, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, everybody think I'm millions and millions of dollars up, you feel me?
They have no idea.
When in reality, I'm trying to build something way larger than what I'm at, you feel me? Like, I see myself as a real superstar, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So motherfuckers will just be patient and wait for that shit. They'll be cool. But on the other hand, you got motherfuckers who see it on the outside looking in like, oh, this nigga building something big. Oh, I'm finna try to come in. Know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Well, really, this is for my son and my baby mama type shit. That's how I be looking at it. But, you know, I still be having fun and shit. You feel me? Like, fucking all these hoes, fucking all these nigga bitches and shit. But, it's like, bro, ain't no longevity and none of that shit for real.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm scared, bro.
Yeah.
I'm spooked, bro.
Like it's cool to have fun, right? Like, and again, I don't mean to get too serious, but it's on some real shit. Like, it's cool to have fun. Like, niggas fuck thousand hoes or whatever. But at the same time, it do be a time where like you just need just somebody that's going to be down for you.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, facts.
And it's like, it's a shame that like the fact that our success, the thing we work so hard for can be the very thing to like keep us away from the peace. If that makes sense. Because we work hard to get to where we are, especially you, right?
Nah, facts.
But it's like that because you got that is valuable and you can't just get that to anybody. Mm. And now it's like I don't even trust you with what I got because I don't know if you're here for me or for OMB Peasy, and that's two different things.
You wanna know one of the reasons why I ain't had another baby?
Why?
Cause bro, I'ma lose my fucking mind if I have a baby with one of these young females and I look up on Instagram and she in a nigga section or something.
Oh.
I'ma lose my mind, bro. Ain't about to, bro. Right now, where I'm at in life, I probably got about 3-4 hoes I be talking to, you feel me? I love them all, you feel me?
This
I love them all
is
equally.
Insane, no, bro. We have a serious conversation.
I'm dead for real, though. I'm a mama. I love my, cause I, you know what I'm saying? I'm a latest man, fool. I love women. But boom, today, if I see one of them in a nigga section, I'm not gonna trip. But once we have a kid, oh no, bro, it's certain shit you just can't do, bro. And motherfucker, and girls, females are in their masculine era right now. They, a nigga ain't shit, a nigga can't tell me shit, fuck that. We'll get the bag, get the head, and leave. Like
get the bag,
they on that. Which is nothing wrong with that. I ain't tripping, like, do your thing. Like, I fuck with it. Like, I fuck with women so much, y'all then can do whatever. But when a nigga got a baby with you, you can't. Like,
you know what's crazy? I don't even trip out that. Like, fuck that. I look at it like if I make you my girl and I see some shit like that, oh shit.
Yeah. Facts. Whew. Facts.
My baby is like,
shit.
I just put a C there. It's cool.
Man, niggas can't wait to be like, goddamn. I just had P's baby mama. Fuck it, girl. I just had a baby mama. And
a nigga said he got your girl was different. Your baby mama
baby
shit happened.
Mama.
Nah, I ain't gonna fuck. We been did that. We done.
So you would get mad if like say for instance your homeboy, you would get mad if your homeboy fuck your girl then fuck your baby mama.
Yeah,
man, hell no.
Nigga, what? Think about it. Me and my baby mama, we broke it up. Like, we done.
That's my baby mama. You got to listen to this. The baby's mama. This is my
she going to fuck,
mother.
Nigga. You probably, you young. She going to have sex.
For sure. My baby mama already got another baby and shit. She got another baby
she
after
fucking,
my baby. Facts.
She fucking.
But my partner, that's different. And in a nigga section, my baby mama, don't nobody know how my baby mama look.
See, I don't want my niggas fucking none of my hoes. Like, that's crazy. You ain't my nigga be fucking my bitch. But,
yeah, that ain't right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying like a nigga in a section, man, she gonna fuck. She fucking.
See?
Have fun. Shout but my
out,
girl.
Shout out Nicole, man. She this don't be nigga doing none of that, man. Shout out my baby mama, man. He just made me appreciate you a lot, a whole lot more.
See, my baby mama, well, the mother of my child is my wife. So it's like.
Oh, y'all was actually married. So yeah. When you said separated, that was a real.
Yeah, no, yeah. Real shit. Like, I told you my first time I ever talked about this publicly.
Damn.
Yeah, so like, but at the end of the day, I'm a grown-ass man. So it's like, yo, we're going to go separate ways. I know I'm going to do my thing. And I don't want to accept it, but she going to do her thing.
How you feel about marriage these days?
Nigga, I'm talking to you. I mean, it's cool. I think this nigga is crazy, bro.
I'm hard at it.
I think, I mean, it's cool. I think... Nah, bro, I think... This nigga crazy.
I feel you, though. I ain't gonna lie, I feel you, though.
No cap. So, this nigga is crazy, bro. Now, I feel like I was blessed, bro. No cap.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never talk about this shit ever. This nigga is wild. I'm gonna have to block this shit out.
But it was like an amicable decision, though, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why I said I was blessed. Like,
yeah,
I just texted, like, yo, we got to make sure we get this paperwork done. And she like, yeah, we're going to get to it. I just got to do some work shit. That's why I say I was fortunate. Because
some motherfuckers would have,
nigga.
Hey, you better be glad you ain't on your Shannon Sharp.
Yeah, I'm glad I ain't there yet.
Ooh.
But honestly, no cap though. Nah, bro, I'm going to be real. Like, we cool. If I was on some Shannon Sharp shit, like, I'd be one of them niggas they say a simp. Because I'm make sure she good. I'm break off.
Nah, don't.
Because, like, she could.
Y'all got
could,
kids?
Yeah.
Yeah, man,
she could be on some bullshit. You feel me?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I mean, I'll say that because she get a fucking shit. Idea. But yeah. she gets a fucking idea. But she could be on some bullshit, but she not. You
I ain't gonna
me?
Lie, you doing good. You doing very, very, very good. So watch what you say. Watch what you say on this motherfucker.
No, I'm saying she could be on some bullshit, but she not. So like, if I was on some Shannon Sharp shit, she even if I get there, like I make sure she good. Like I ain't tripping.
Nah,
like,
facts though.
Yeah, she good. How you feel about marriage, nigga?
I won't get married, but not on paper. I won't get married because I want to have a wedding, fool. I've been to raw ass weddings. So I want to get married, but I don't want to sign nothing. Like, I feel like we got to put our, why we got to put them in our business? I love you, you love me. Let's go build a house and a tree.
What?
Facts. Let's go build a tree house, baby.
This nigga is really retarded.
But no, I want to experience a wedding, though. I want to have a wedding, bro. I believe in love, bro. I'm a hopeless romantic for real. I believe in love at first sight, all that shit.
That's, I don't know.
Yeah, I believe in all
Wait,
that
what's
shit.
Your sign?
I'm Aquarius.
I don't know nothing about that.
We kind of promiscuous at times. We have a lot of like...
You was a horny motherfucker. The fact that he said, we kind of promiscuous at times.
Yeah, I fuck a lot of hoes. I ain't gonna lie to you. I fuck a lot of hoes. I'm good. I really need to stop. But I love women though. Like, fuck, I supposed to love men?
Nah, no cap. I ain't gonna lie to you. Bro. You know what's funny? Somebody came on my show talking some bullshit about you too.
Who?
I ain't posted. You my dog.
Fuck.
You ain't got shit to worry about.
I know who you're talking about.
You ain't got
man.
Shit to worry about, bro. You ain't got nothing to worry about.
I appreciate you, bro. Cause she lying. People be lying on me, bro. I'm a nice person, bro. Real talk, bro.
Get the fuck up, bro.
I ain't gonna lie. If y'all haven't noticed, I have like a bright light about myself. I just have good energy, bro. Like, and when this energy don't want to be around no more, motherfuckers tend to go crazy, huh, Kendrick?
Yo.
Motherfuckers be losing their mind. He done watched like 4-5 of them lose their top. She ain't the only one. Facts.
What the fuck she lying about?
I lied.
I ain't posted, so.
She lying about a lot, man. She's
how you, like, you don't... You don't be scared of like that, cause you fuck. You gotta watch the hoes you fucking.
Yeah. And then back then I used to fuck with like older women.
This nigga is crazy.
I used to fuck with older women back then, cause I felt like they understood me more. I like having conversations, deep conversations and shit. Yeah, you gotta know how to clean up, cook and shit like that. I be fucking with that type. I be on that head hard.
Yeah, no, fact, yeah.
Boy, them OGs will try to run circles around you, bro.
Yeah.
Once I peeped that, I got gone, though. And a motherfucker wasn't feeling that.
And that was like, you was dating?
Yeah.
You ain't doing that shit no more. He said, I keep my 3 or 4, not one exclusive.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't just shunning people away, though. Like, I believe in that shit, bro. I can't help it, bro. I got a heart. I don't give a fuck.
You would get married to like 4 or 5 bitches?
I don't know if I got enough patience for that. I ain't gonna lie. But I get married to a gay woman. Like, if she's bisexual, she likes women and men.
Would you let her get married to a woman?
What you mean? Hold on.
So, you get married to a gay woman, they get married to another woman.
Is it a stud or is it a femme?
I ain't gonna lie to you, bro. It's gonna sound crazy. But some of the studs be having like the fattest ass.
I'm cool. I'm all right off that shit. I'm cool off that gangster. Anything by the woman, the woman I'm fucking with, gotta be feminine and like make me wanna rub on your squeeze and shit. Ain't know what's up, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie, if a girl called me bro too many times, I ain't gonna lie, or say twin, any of that type of shit. Oh, your ass grass.
But you know, hoes love to talk like niggas. What,
You better use my slang. Like, I be saying it's a fisher and shit like
and
that.
Creep
like,
and
use
shit.
My shit. Like, yeah.
And you be using words like creep and shit.
Yeah, say my shit. Don't goddamn get on the, what's up, bro? Bro. What
the fuck is you talking
I'm
to?
I'm not
who
17 almost. I am 27 years old. Call me Big Daddy. Thanks. Big Papa or some shit. Spice it up, babe.
Yo, this nigga is a fool, bro. Like, can't even take this nigga serious, bro.
Dead for real, though. I swear to God, I wish everybody would just take me serious.
Bro, you gotta start a podcast now.
Oh, good.
You gotta start one, bro. Well, if you had a podcast, what would the name of your podcast be?
I don't know. I was streaming for a while, though. I was streaming that bill called the Overkill Stream. Yeah.
So you want to know if you had... What would you talk about in your podcast?
I don't know, bro. It'd be a lot of shit I'd be scared to say, bro. I don't even
know. It don't seem like it, nigga.
Nah, I'd be talking about myself, though. But about the world and shit, letting people do that. I'm a rapper. I'm not a politician. I'm not a... Well, I am a therapist. I'm kind of like a therapist.
Kind of.
Because I be helping people through shit. I'm a rapper, bro. So it'd be like, same shit. It's like, I'm going to let y'all have that type of shit.
Yeah, you think you're too much for the industry when it comes to this shit? Like, you feel like a lot of people can't be themselves? So like, when they see somebody like you, it's like...
Yeah, bro, I think, I don't know, bro. I wouldn't say I'm too much because I done seen a lot of people with bright-ass energies, you feel me? With just bright-ass personalities, like flourish, like Snoop Dogg.
Facts.
You got motherfucking. I can go on.
That's not
on.
A good example though, cause he an anomaly. That's not a good example.
It is, ain't it?
He like probably one of many, many few. Very few.
Let me see. That's why I was trying to find another one. Tupac.
It's not a good example, bro.
Let me see.
You're naming like one of ones, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, damn. These niggas are like one of ones, bro.
Fuck it. I guess I'm one of one, bro.
I feel like I'm not. Sometimes I wake up, I be like, man, I feel like I wasn't supposed to be born in this world, almost.
I swear to God. I be feeling like I'm living alone.
Yeah, be like, bro, like, it just be weird, bro.
Facts.
Like, I don't know, it's like something.
Bruh, you want to know what's crazy, though?
What?
Nigga, my mom, I agree with you so much, right? Because, nigga, when I get tired of the world, I go to sleep throughout the whole day and then stay up from, like, 1 o'clock all the way to, like, 10 o'clock and go to sleep. That's less human contact. I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to be around nobody. No, none of that shit.
Wow.
Facts.
I never thought of no shit like that.
My mom, it'd be more quieter at night.
Not to, again, we in and out of the music shit. How do you record?
5, 4, 3 a.m, shit like that.
How do you have the energy?
I didn't sleep all day.
But usually, you know, rappers, bro, you're a rapper. Like, you like a rapper too. Like, you one of them hood niggas.
Scribbles get out of work at 3 a.m. Yeah, man.
And that's all you need. That's all you need.
Scribbles in a bootleg, man. Yeah, and a microphone, man.
Wait, so whoa. The 4 or 5, how many of them are strippers?
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, to be for real, though, to be completely honest, I ain't really been fucking with no Scribbles lately. Nothing against them or nothing, you know. Yeah, I love them Scribbles, you know, they're 2 Chainz. But I ain't been fucking with no Scribbles. Like, I've been trying to, like, find me some.
Laid back.
I got a beautiful girl in Chicago. She's nice. She owns, like, a massage parlor thing in a hair salon. I'm like, yeah, you doing some good shit. That's nice.
She don't be mad when you talk about all these other hoes?
What? Hell, I'm like, what?
This nigga is it's like that.
Yeah, mom, I go to sleep.
It's like that.
Man, my mom, bro, I had a girl wake me up. Man, I ain't never. This is the second time I ever had my phone when it. Since my first time was at high school, my baby mama did that. And the second time was at 26. Man, this hoe wake me up at 5 a.m. Little Chinese girl wake me up at 5 a.m. on my phone. I'm afraid. Talking about. Why are you, who is this? Why are you following them and you texting them? On my baby, nothing was different. It rolled over like this. You're just gonna roll over.
Wait, was it your girl or was it somebody you was fucking with?
Yeah. It was a situationship.
This nigga is crazy.
It was a situationship.
Bro.
I could say I liked it, her. I can say I liked her. I liked her a lot.
Yo, this nigga is crazy, bro. Yo, how the industry treating you, bro? Like, how, like, you know what I'm saying? You about to get out your deal, dog. You about to...
You
gonna go to another label? You not? You said you like the NFL. You ain't trying to do the independent thing?
No. Nah, I probably tried for a little bit.
I feel like everybody want to do independent now. That's the new wave. Which, why are you scared of it?
I ain't scared.
Why you don't want to do it?
Because I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it 100. But you need so much shit to do the independent thing the right way.
Mm.
You need a real everything. You need the publicist. You need goddamn marketing. You need publishing. You need marketing. You need digital. You need all this shit that forms a label. You feel me? And I ain't gonna lie, I ain't ready for that right now.
How hands on are you with the business?
With the business?
Though, yeah.
I'm like kind of like, I'm halfway in, halfway out, really, for real, for real. My nigga Ken really be handling like most of that shit.
But that's not through label though, right? You're not label, are you?
Hell nah.
I asked that because like even when I was talking to Ace Hood, right? And he was saying it was a time where he was signed.
Ooh, I would have been mad as fuck if I had a Oh, I'd be mad as hell if I had a label manager.
Yeah, no, I asked that because I was
any label.
I was talking to Ace Hood, and he was like, yo, it was a time where he didn't know what the fuck was going on around him. So he had to kind of readapt or relearn how to understand everything, like the business, because they was handling everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering, like, how hands-on are you? But, I mean, even that's kind of hands-on, right? If you're not a label manager, that's
That's taking the hands-on, but to be honest, though, he handled a lot of that shit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's how it's supposed to be, though.
That's us, though. You know, it's us. You hear Yadda?
Wait, you from Mobile, too? You met him when you went to Cali?
Yeah, he from Vallejo, California. Man.
Vallejo. Ain't La Russell from there?
Yeah, he fuck with La Russell.
I fuck with La Russell. Yo, you miss Cali? You went to Vallejo?
I went to Sac.
Sacramento.
Man, that shit like 45 minutes away, 40 minutes away. That's like driving to Douglasville from the city.
Okay.
That's all it is.
You spend a lot of time in Vallejo?
Nah. Not until like I got like 18. Then I started going out there. I used to be in like Richmond, Oakland a little bit. I used to catch the train to San Francisco to goddamn sell stolen laptops and shit.
He was hustling.
Yeah.
You miss it?
The old day.
Yeah. Cause you moved kind of young, right? Y'all drove down there, right?
In a stolen U-Haul, man.
Yeah, in a U-Haul. Yeah. Hot as shit in the back.
Hot as a motherfucker.
Yeah, I remember, bro. Come on, man. I remember.
Oh boy.
You miss California, bro?
I just went out there.
You like Atlanta?
I just went out there, motherfucker. I had a blast. I ain't gonna lie. I went to the Desert Banks stand-up show in Sac. Man, I had a fucking blast, bro. It felt like I was like 16 again.
Mm.
I ain't gonna lie. That shit was grounding like a motherfucker. That shit was grounding.
You meet any new, like, you got any real, like, genuine friends in this shit now?
In the industry?
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple of them.
Not really.
There's a few on that I think about.
I'll ask that because I heard ESTG say, he said one of his songs, he was like, man, my heart might get me killed, but it got me here, so it's a risk I'm taking.
Type shit.
And I thought it was dope because, like, as many weirdos it is in the industry, like, you'll meet one person ever so often that makes it worth it. Like, nah, man, that's a good dude.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, like, you experienced that.
Yeah. I experienced that shit a lot, though.
Who was like
eating in air once in a blue moon? Oh, my mom, you just interview one of Willa Fool.
Yeah.
My nigga Will, thorough nigga, man. I'm talking about been the same nigga since I met him, type shit. You feel me? And I met Willa Fool then on the walk in type shit, kind of. You feel me?
Y'all about to do the tape? That's gonna be your next thing?
Yeah. Still too deep, motherfucker. Dope. Bro, be cooking them bitches up right in front of a nigga.
Did you know who you was working with when you first got with Willa Fool? Like, man, we about to do this shit together. Huh? Did you know who he was?
Yeah, hell yeah. Man, come on, man. I'm a pain rapper, bro. I'm a big fan of, like, Future. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I've been, come on now. The P's a P, man.
How big was that when y'all locked that in?
It was big, I ain't gonna lie. It was big for me, I ain't gonna lie. Mm. I fuck with that shit, for sure.
Damn. Do you think people be surprised, like, even when you get excited about shit like that?
Hell nah, man. They know me, man. They know shit. Little shit make me happy. So especially, you know, I'm a guy for the big shit. I don't think people get surprised.
Nah, no cap. Yeah. When is coming out?
I ain't got no date yet for it.
You full of shit.
Still too deep though.
Nah, still man. This shit was good, man. I appreciate you for pulling up, bro.
For sure.
Anytime,
man.
You got something, man, you know you can pull up, man. It's all love for real.
For sure, my nigga.
My guy,
sure,
man. On BPZ, J Hill. J-Hill Podcast. It's a wrap. We out.
I'll hold it in.
This nigga is crazy, man. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
I gotta get some wind. Oh, yeah, let's get a pick.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.